Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Thank you for the opening of the gates. Thank you for the angels ascending, descending in our midst. Thank you for your presence here in our midst. Thank you for what you have been doing from the beginning of the day in our services. Thank you for your great moves. Thank you for doors opening. Thank you for gates, shut gates open. For your people, we glorify you. We bless you. We magnify you. To us today, Benny Praise, did your Zion and my David the Psalmist, Emmy J, and Deji Aribike. Thank you. God bless. Can we have our seat and our honorable, wonderful choir? Thank you. God bless you. Really good. In the name of Jesus. We make it short, this third service, as the Lord leads us. From the first service, we'll be looking at satanic gates, spiritual gates. Last week, we were here to explain what gates are. And today, we started looking at the implication, spiritual implication of a gate. To remind you, last week, we said gates. We gave like 9 definitions or 9 explanations of what gates means in the Bible. Gates are openings, entrances, and points of access. Number 2, gates are places of verdict and judgment. Wherever people make judgment, there are gates there. Gates are places of decision making. Wherever people make decision, a group of people that sit down together and make decision, they are gates. So if I have crossed the line, I can decide to raise the bar after I have crossed. I become a gate that determines who to block and who not to block. We can come and say, if you don't have PhD, you can't teach. That means we have created a gate that says, if you are below PhD, you cannot enter. So men that take such decisions, and places when they take such decisions, are gates. And most likely, most of the time, decisions that affect your destiny, you are not there when they are taken. In fact, if you are there, you will excuse yourself. I say, excuse me, because they are deliberating about you. Gates are powerful things in life and in the spirit. Gates are places for elders, relevant, prominent, valuable people on earth, where they meet to talk, to take vision, where elders meet. So you will see Lot at the gate. You will see Daniel telling King Nebuchadnezzar, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, take them, make them leaders. But for me, I will sit at the gate. Mordecai was at the gate. Mordecai was not a gate man. So what we keep saying, that God that elevated Mordecai from a gate man, he was not a gate man. He was a prominent man in the city. He was seated at the gate. Gates are places of judgment, where you see court, where people determine destinies. They are gates. And so on and so forth. Place of worship are gates. Jacob was somewhere where the heavens opened. The angels were ascending and descending. And they called the place Bethel. So in this house is a gate. Also, gates are places of power, control, and dominion. Gates are men of power, control, of dominion. Gates are places of transaction where you exchange one thing for the other. Whether it's your knowledge for salary, whether it is car for money, all those places are gates. So your business premises, your place of work are gates. Whether what you sell is tangible or intangible, they are gates. And all those places are what the Bible calls gates. You remember what Elisha said in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. He said, by this time tomorrow, a flower of this shall be sold as also at the gate of Samaria. Why? At the market of Samaria. So where business are transacted are gates. Today we came again to start now looking at gates spiritually. We read from Genesis 28. Let's read from it again. Genesis 28 from verse 12 to 17. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heaven. And behold, the angel of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father, the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. Verse 17. And he was afraid and said, can we read together? How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate. When he came there at the first instant, he didn't know it was awesome. Many of us have walked through gates. Many of us have slept at where there are gates, evil gates, satanic gates. We did not know. But fortunately enough for Jacob, where he was lying was a gate of heaven that has been opened by Abraham. In Genesis 12, verse 8, Abraham had already opened that gate and he was enjoying the things of that gate. So in our various houses, places of work, some people have come and opened gates there. You go to some government offices, you will see some people under the staircases with prayer beads, consulting for people in ministries. They don't hide it. They are there. You can quickly go for consultation. If you have been to the Francophone countries, you will see Babalawos, Dibia, priests moving from us as if they are walking some. You can just call them in and say, help me check this. Help pray for me. But for him, it was a gate of heaven that was open. So there are gates of heavens, which are gates of righteousness, and they are the gates of hell. And in our first two services, we have considered gates as entry points to people's life. The devil was not meant for this earth. God sent him down from heaven. He does not have a local standing here. He cannot operate here when we don't open gates and doors for him. So spiritual gates, spiritual doors are openings we give and make available for the devil to come and do anything he wants on earth. So the gates we open for devil in our life, in our family, in our cities, in our countries are spiritual gates. The same way Abraham opened the gates of Bethel and God came in. Many people have opened the gates to devil to come in. So at entry point of cities, at junctions, at airports, at roundabouts, you will see people opening gates there. They are areas where there are gates. Some of you don't work at night. I know many people that were party people in those days can tell you some of the things they see at night. When you come, there was a day, sometime I traveled, went to buy computer, cars brought on the road. I enter Ogbomosho around 1 a.m. My things that I saw that day, never imagine it. Junctions, meeting different people. What are they doing at junctions at night? Gates are junctions. There are gates at junctions where they are opening some things up for the spirit realm. So when you go to entrances of towns, you will see a particular set of people. Any town you go to, check their entrances. Check the entrances, did you say? Check entrances and see. You will see a particular set of people, a particular set of religions. Always there. They start little. They might be selling granite on a small tray with what we call it, tom-tom. And they carry it like this. When they start, they are not there alone. They were sent there. They determine some things. They chant there. They pray there. They pray at midnight there. They say some things that must happen in the city. Why? Because people that cause that must have understanding have left it for them. And they are doing what they please at the gate. You can listen to the messages at the first and second service. But I need you to know that gates are also spiritual barriers. Spiritual gates are barriers raised by Satan to prevent people from treasures, from promotions, from good health, from God's purpose for their life. Isaiah 45, 1 to 3. We speak about this and we pray with it. And thus says the Lord who is anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, to loose the belt of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and will level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the halls in the secret place, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who has called you by name. Gates are barriers between children of God and the promises of God for their life. They are spiritual gates behind which are treasures, behind which are resources, behind which are desires of God and desire of the children of God. And God stopped Cyrus one day, and one of the first he told him is, I will open the gates. I will open the gates. I will open the gates for you. Give me in King James again. Let's go through them one after the other. King James, we are going to pray. Every gate that has been locked against my treasures, against my wealth, against my profit, every gate that has been locked against my business, let the gates be open. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, like you did for King Cyrus, hold my hands, hold my hands, hold my hands, hold my hands. Anything at the other side of gates that has been locked against me and my destiny, let the gates be open for me. Let the gates be open for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Thus says the Lord who is anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand have I holding to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two lift gates. Two lift. Two. Open it together. Two lift gates. Put it back, verse. I'm still on that last verse. Please take it back. To open before him the two lift gates, and the gate shall not be shut. Can we lift our right hand up? Say, every gate shut against me, let them be open. In the name of Jesus, every two lift gate shut against me in the spirit realm, let them be open. 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 There are two lift gates. Be open. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. David was anointed three times. There were different gates that were open for him. He was anointed first before his family. You can be doing something and be doing very well. It's only in your family they will know you. Because it's only the gate of a family. For some people, the gate of a family is not even open. He was anointed before the family. The next time he was anointed before Judah, his tribe. So you can be a pastor known only in your church. It's your family gate. You can be a pastor only known in your denomination. That is you being anointed in Judah. And then he was anointed before the whole Israel. And the ministry opened up. You can be doing business. Your business can only be opening to people in Masaka or Dusse. Only. Then another gate open. And it will be open for the people in Abuja. Only. Another gate open. Only FCT. Another one opens. And then it's to the whole world. Which gate do you want to open? You pray according to the kind of gate you want to open to you. There are many people I've met in life, they are bundles of divine packages. But nobody knows them outside their family. The gates have not opened. Are we here? He picked Cyrus. I said, the gates will open. Do you know what? If you want to talk exactly, literally about what happened, Babylon has a big fence. Nobody has to describe the width of it for you. Nobody can open it. But God told Cyrus, the gate shall be open. They were celebrating. They went drunk. They left the gates open. That was how Cyrus entered, the king of Persia, entered and captured Babylon. There was no how anybody was going to be able to capture Babylon. But God said, I will hold your hand. The gates shall be open. Somebody went drinking and left the gate open. Why? The Lord said the gate must be open. Are we here? Yeah, you have been walking. It's only to say they know your business. The gates of Abuja are opening for you. The gates of the country are opening for you. In the name of Jesus. So we need to pray. It is what is behind the gate that determines how you pray. Hello. If your destiny is small, do say based. TCI based destiny. You pray chickeny prayer. Do say base. TCI base. You sing, we clap for you. It ends here. Chickeny prayer. Hello, are we here? Let the gates be open. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Any two leaf gate shut against my treasures, shut against my destiny. Any two leaf gate shut. Shut against me. Let them be open. And the gates shall not be shut. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Look at the last part of that verse. He said, and the gate shall not be shut. Hello. If they have been shut, we come with the keys of David. Isaiah 22:22, I give you the keys of David. Whatever you open cannot be shut. Whatever you shut cannot be opened. Any gate that has been shut against anybody here, we come with the keys of David and we open the gates. In the name of Jesus, any gate shut against any area of your destiny, let them be opened today. In the name of Jesus. Verse 2. He described the gate in verse 2. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut asunder. He has broken the gate of God has your hand. Oh, that man who praise the Lord. Oh, that man who for his goodness and for to the children of men. For his goodness and for at the top of your voice. He has broken and called the bars of iron. Say, oh Lord, arise for my sake. Every death of wrath shut against my destiny. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Open the gate of prayers. Break the gate of prayers. Break the bars of fire. Break the gates of prayers. Break the bars of fire. Let the gates of prayers be open. Let the gates of prayers be open. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat, verse 3. What is there behind the gate of brass? There are treasures there. And I will give you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of the secret places. There are secrets of success. There are secrets in your line of business. There are secrets in the line of things you do. Some have it. They only need to tell you about it, and your life will never be the same again. See, some secrets are written in books. Some are not in books. You need to access the people that have it. Nigeria. Dangote is there. Odedola is there. There are some people there. They know something we don't know. Anyone ahead of you in the line of your business, in what you do, he knows something you don't know. That is when you have access to those people, ask questions, not selfie. Can I snap picture with you? And all what you have is your picture with the person. All your life. I know him. After that, you go. Don't you want people to be following you to take selfie with you? There are secrets. Hello, are we here? There are secrets in ministry. There are secrets in your line of business. There are secrets in your career. One talking about, one somebody tells you in a sentence, your life will never ever be the same again. There are some things you are struggling with. You will meet somebody that will tell you and say, ah, I went through that also. This was all I did. Once you do it, the rope opens. Why? There are secrets. And he said, I will show you. If you don't meet the person, you can meet the angels of God. You can meet the Holy Spirit. And he will reveal them to you. Hello, are we here? After all, somebody revealed them to those people also. He said, I will give you the treasures of darkness. Hidden secret of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call you by name, am the Lord God of Israel. I was having, like I said, something was confusing me in ministry. Something was confusing me. I was listening to a pastor's conference, one pastor, some time ago. And the person said, I saw Bishop Oyedepo. And he was telling, what he was explaining was what I was facing. He said, I saw Bishop Oyedepo. And Bishop Oyedepo were in the car. When I was about to get, Bishop Oyedepo told me that, I hope you know that this. He mentioned the thing. That was what I've been looking for like 5 years. The person was just sharing and said, Bishop Oyedepo, I faced the problem. Bishop Oyedepo told me that I hope you know. One sentence. I never struggle with it again. There are secrets. Are we here? There are secrets. He said, I will show you. Bow down your heads. Secrets behind the gates. Secrets. Secrets that bring elevation. Secrets. That only the Lord can reveal. Secrets in the darkness, treasures in darkness, secrets of the hidden places that men are hiding. Let it be revealed unto me in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. I've shared with you many times in church. the first 3 years of ministry. The Holy Spirit will come upon me powerfully. I'll be ministering. My eye will be paining me. Sometimes I'll just lead prayer and lay hands on my eye and be praying for my eye. Sometimes my leg will pain. I never knew what it meant. I never knew. One day, I was reading a book by Pastor Akoria in Sapele. I read a book. And he said, when I'm ministering and my eyes are paining me, I got to understand that there is somebody in the congregation that has eye problem. So I just say, anybody if I have problem, the Lord is touching your eye. As the pain leaves me, the person will say, I never knew. 3 years I was ministering. The thing was doing me, I never knew. After I realized, I came to church one day. After realizing, and my knee was paining me, my right knee. And I decree, there's somebody here, your knee is paining you. And I said, I don't mean your knee. I mean your right knee. I pray for you. You are being healed now. And I said, if you are the one, see me after service. 3 people came to meet me after service with knee problem before coming to church, and their knees were healed. I struggled with it for 3 years. I did not know. People were in church that needed the word from me that would bring about healing. The thing was doing my body. I never knew. Secret, sir. By divine revelation. Some things you spend money on, some have it for free. Secret. The secrets are behind the gate. There are some people in charge of the gate. You need to have access to them at the gate that they might reveal the secrets to you. The man that does not have the secret spends more and still achieve little. Who is your mentor? They are secret. We thank you. Every secret of a dark places. Every secret of a hidden places. For what you do that you don't know about. By the revelation of the Holy Spirit. By angelic ministration. Let the secret be revealed unto you. In the name of Jesus. The man you will meet, the person you will meet, the personality you will meet, that your destiny will change forever. In this month of October, let the Lord make both of you meet. Let the Lord make both of you meet. Let the Lord make both of you meet. In the name of Jesus. People that have the secret don't look like them that have the secret. People that have the secret, they don't look like the men that have the secret. If you are one of the people that just come, just go home. You don't greet anybody. You just go. Just go, 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 go. It is not written there that I have the secret. It is not written. It is by relationship that we are settled. Many have prayed. You have prayed enough. It's time to get out of the house. It's time to build relationship. It's time to talk to people. There are men that have gone through what you are going through. And a word, a sentence from them will change your life forever. Stop struggling. There are secrets behind the gates. And the Lord is taking you there and revealing them unto you. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? I pray for you. Any gate hindering your prayers. Any gate like the Prince of Persia hindering your prayers. We bind them. We destroy them in the name of Jesus. Anything you have prayed for and prayed for and prayed for that is behind any gates, let the gates open for you. 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 Let the gates open. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray for Isaiah 26 verse 3? And I leave this place. Isaiah 26 verse 2. Can we pray? Can you read it together? Let's go. Isaiah 26 verse 2. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. We are the righteous nation. We are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Gates cannot be shut against us. Can we pray? Can we pray? So open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter. Let the gates be open. Let the gates be open. Every gate of my place of God be open. Be open. Be open, be open, be open, be open, be open. Let the gates be open. Let the gates be open. The righteous nation is here. Let the gates be open. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Any gate of any embassy locked against you, let them be open unto you. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 62 verse 10. Isaiah 62 verse 10. You know we are praying. Open the gate. They are open. What are we going to do? Go through. Go through the gate. The gates I want to enter may be different from the gates you want to enter. You will mention them by name. Go through. Go through the gate. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stone. Lift up a standard for the people. Every blockage is on the road. Every stone on the road, we are removing them. We go through the, can we pray? We go through. Every gate open for my destiny. By the Lord, we go through the gate. We go through the gate. The gate of promotion, we go. We go through the gate of profit, we go through. The gate of wisdom. The gate of knowledge. We go through the gates. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We'll take the two scriptures together. You are going to pray for yourself. You are going to pray. You are mentioning the gates. Every gate has a name. Gate of favor. Gate of promotion. Gate of fruitfulness. Open unto me the gate of fruitfulness. I go through. I go through them. Can we pray together? Pray for yourself. Oh, pray. Name the gate yourself. Name them. Name them. Name them. Ask them to open. Name the gate. Ask them to open. Name the gate. Ask them to open. Name the gate. Name the gate. Name the gate. Name the gate. Ask them to open. Name the gate. Name the gate. Lift up your head, all ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, all ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Let the gates of marriage open. 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 The gates of wedding open. Weddings and marriage. Let the gates open. Open, open. Open, open. Let every entrance to those gates. We put an end to them. We go through. We go through. We go through. Go through. Go through. Go through. The gates of marriage. The gates of wealth. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Bow down your head and talk to him again. Talk to him. What has been denied you? It is behind the gate. Let the gates open. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Let the gates be destroyed. I storm the gates by the blood of Jesus. I storm the gates. For every higher level, there is a gate to go through. When a child will come from the womb, it must pass through a gate to come on earth. For every next level, there's a gate to go through. For every next level, there's a gate to go through. Let the gates open. Let the gates open. Let the gates open. Let the gates open. We are going to be having testimony that will shock people. Let the gates be open. We give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Places where you can't go to a dunghill where Mebola drop refuse and see a gate there. Wherever you see a gate, there is something important inside. If nothing important is there, there will be no gate. When you see a stop sign, stop, a gate, a door, there is something behind that they don't want you to access. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is behind the gates that you have been denied access unto you, by the keys of David, we grant you an access. We grant you an access by the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus and we grant you an access. We grant you access by the blood of Jesus. You are granted access by the blood of Jesus. You are granted access by the blood of Jesus. You are granted access by the blood of Jesus. We have an access, Lord. We have an access. Isaiah 60:11. My time is past. Let's just pray on Wednesday, but let's take this. Let me just take this. Isaiah 60, 11. 60, 11. 11, 11. Can we read together? Therefore, thy gates shall be open. Continue. That they shall not be shut day or night. That what? That men may bring unto you the forces. No, give me ESV. This old English. You might not even understand it. You might not understand. Let's continue. Let's go. Your gate shall be open continually, day and night. They shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the word of the nations with their kings. Let. So big men are coming to your house to visit you, and when they are leaving, they are dropping something. They just come and say, oh, Amaya Benny, praise. This ministration was so superb. Some people will just say superb and wave hand at you. But when kings come, they don't say superb and wave hand. They drop great things down. Are you here? Are you here? Lift your right hand. Say, my gates are no longer shut. They are open continually, day and night. The men shall bring me the riches, the wealth of the Gentiles, the wealth of the nations, the force 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 of the nations, the force, the gates of the citadel of Ephrath are continually open. They are not shut, they are nice. And people are bringing to us the wealth of the nations. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. When projects are about to be done in some churches, you will print envelopes. You will do program. You will cook food. You will bring everybody. And then they will put money in the envelope after eating your food. I've been part of those committees several times in the past. The amount you spend on the program, the money people write and put on the envelope at that day, it is not up to the amount you spend on the program. You have some places where they do projects, they announce it only once. By the end of a service, somebody comes, three people come and say, Pastor, don't disturb the church people. Then the church people will come angrily and say, no, we want to be involved in the blessing. Some places you will come and cry and cry. Churchy boss, churchy boss, churchy boss, churchy boss, churchy boss, churchy boss. It's because the gate has not been opened. Soon, we will not be asking for things when people will be delivering them in the house. Because the gates are open. Do we understand? And if we say that is going to happen, who will make it happen? You, because we bless. To fix tire of some cars now. Wahala. Sometimes I come to church, I look at friends that we started the church together, and I start making fun of them. I remember the car you were using when we started. Remember that red car we used to push in the old up that day? But now, they have used 3-4 cars after that. Some have started using brand new cars. But in those days, we used to push the car. Push the car. Due to the prayer, he did not make it. What happened? My car broke down on the way. But it is history now. Whatever you are going through now, that looks difficult. You look at some of us, it became history for you. It will become history. Because the gates will be open for you. Therefore, I pray finally for everybody here. Whatever you desire that looks so far away, let the gates of those things be open unto you. Let the gates 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 be open unto you. In the name of Jesus, Yoruba says something. Ebi tomati no wo o ni no agidin be. Let me explain, sir. Where people are spending ego, you will not be spending stubbornness. When you have money, you don't talk much. When you don't have money, you say, give me the calculation of this thing. How did they arrive at that? Now, because money no day, the gates have not been opened. We decree for everybody in the house, in this season,
Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Listen to me. Can I say this? Please don't deceive yourself. Don't say, I am a teacher.
Don't try people to say, teachers are poor. You are not.
In your teaching point, a boy will come that you treat well in school. The parents will come one day and say, let me see you. And you start discussion and it leads to a connection that your life can never be the same again. See the teacher. When we say something, people just can say, oh, this one, the way they mention million. I mean, if only you know my salary. I know your salary. It doesn't concern me. I'm not thinking about salary. I'm thinking about the God of heaven. That opened the gate before Abraham. And he became rich in cattle, in silver, in gold, in everything. Let that God arise and remember you. In the name of Jesus. It does not matter your hometown or where you are coming from. The channels are not yours. It is the Lord that opens the windows. Let him graciously open the gates, the doors, the windows of supplies, of beg you, wherever you go this week. At the entrance of any place, just be saying it. Lift up your head. In fact, throughout this week, almost every juncture I get to, I intentionally slow down and I quickly chant it. Lift up your head again. Lift up your door. That the King of Rema comes together. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Door of offices. When you are entering a place newly, go there and say, lift up your head. Somebody called you for a meeting. Somebody said they want to buy something. And they came. Lift up your head. Oh, he did. Lift that up. Yeah, but that's the door. That the King of Glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. You will not add more to it. Open to me the gates that the righteous nation that know the truth shall come in. Say, go through the gates. In the name of Jesus. Their words are not powerful than our words. We have a greater word of prophecy that works every time. That prevails every time. The problem is that we don't speak those words. And it's time to start speaking those words and laying hold of the promises of God. As you go today, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, you are going through the grace of elevation of promotion. In the name of Jesus. You are going through the gates of good health in the name of Jesus. You are going through the gates and laying hold of your heart desires in the name of Jesus. The Lord surprise you this week. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.